A portrait of President Donald Trump hanging in the Colorado state capitol will be removed this week after Trump criticized it as purposefully distorted and requested its removal on social media. In a post on his Truth Social platform Sunday night, Trump said he would prefer not having a portrait at all than the one currently displayed in Denver. "Nobody likes a bad picture or painting of themselves, but the one in Colorado was purposefully distorted to a level that even I, perhaps, have never seen before," he wrote. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Time at Time. On Monday, the Colorado General Assembly's Executive Committee issued a bipartisan directive ordering the painting to be taken down immediately and stored in a secure location until further notice. The oil on canvas portrait, painted by artist Sarah Boardman, was unveiled in 2019 following a GoFundMe campaign that raised over $10,000 by Colorado Republicans. Boardman, whose work also includes portraits of Barack Obama and George W. Bush, had previously said her goal was to depict Trump as thoughtful and non-confrontational. Trump, however, praised the neighboring portrait of Obama, saying it looks wonderful, while claiming Boardman must have lost her talent as she got older. The directive to remove the portrait came at the request of Senate Minority Leader Paul Lundeen, a Republican, who said it should be replaced with one that depicts his contemporary likeness. Colorado House Democrats responded, saying, "If the GOP wants to spend time and money on which portrait of Trump hangs in the Capitol, then that's up to them." A spokesperson for Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, said the state appreciates everyone's interest in our Capitol and are always looking to improve the visitor experience. The portrait had drawn attention even before its installation. In 2019, a prankster briefly replaced the display area intended for Trump's portrait with an image of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The portrait itself was later criticized for being too flattering, a depiction some opponents described as inaccurate in its restraint. Visitors to the Capitol on Monday were seen taking selfies with the painting ahead of its removal. "Honestly, he looks a little chubby, but better than I could do," said one tourist from Wyoming. The portraits of U.S. presidents at the Capitol are typically funded by private donors or political organizations. Earlier portraits, up to Jimmy Carter, were donated as a set. Colorado's Building Advisory Committee oversees the display. Boardman did not immediately respond to requests for comment. In a previous interview, she said, "There will always be dissent. A neutrally thoughtful and non-confrontational portrait allows everyone to reach their own conclusions."